Good morning and welcome to worship with West End United Methodist Church. My name is Susan Luna Hazelwood and I serve on the hospitality team. It is a joy to have you worship with us today. We invite you to fully participate. You will find worship materials in the description section of our live feed. As we prepare our hearts and minds to worship, we invite you to light a candle as a sign of Christ's presence with you today. May God be with you as we enter this holy time together.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. It is a good day to be in worship together, and I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome all of you, all of us who are gathered in the Spirit, to welcome Christ and to celebrate this fourth Sunday of Advent. As you join us this morning, I would invite you to register your attendance alongside the video. There should be in the chat a link that you can copy and place in your browser. It will take you right to a form that will give you a chance to let us know that you were here and those that might be worshiping with you this morning. We have lots of opportunities today to mark this season in different ways. Our children are invited to come to the birthday party for Jesus this afternoon. It's a drive-through in the parking lot from 3 to 4. And even if you haven't registered, we hope you'll come. Pastor Maggie has made some extra gift bags, and so we hope that you'll come and help us celebrate. Several of us are going to be there, and it'll be wonderful to see you face-to-face. So that's 3 to 4 this afternoon in the parking lot. Then at 4 o'clock, we'll be live streaming from the Fourth Story Theater, a one-man show of The Christmas Carol with local actor Mark Cabus, who's greatly talented, and I invite you to experience that story today at 4 o'clock on Facebook and live stream. Also on live stream and Facebook this evening at 6:30, we'll be hosting our service of the Longest Night. And this is a very special and intimate worship service that we have every year during this season. It's an opportunity. It provides some space for all of us who might be walking through some difficult times in this season, whether this is a season of grief and loss in a particular way for you, or whether you are grieving all of the lives that have been lost to this COVID-19 virus. We invite you to come and bring all of that into this time of worship at 6:30 this evening. And again, that is on live stream and Facebook. And then all day today from 12 noon until 6 p.m., the breezeway and the sanctuary will be open with our Advent prayer stations. You can enter from West End Avenue through the breezeway door and take your time experiencing those prayer stations and being in this holy space during this time. The prayer stations will also be open on Wednesday during the lunch hour and in the evening. And those specific hours you can find on our website. And finally, our Christmas Eve service will be broadcast at 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve, and that will be sort of the premiere when there will be pastors hosting online, and you can interact with one another during that worship service. But the recording of that service will be available all day after 2 o'clock on Christmas Eve. So whatever time works for you and for those in your household, we want to make that service available to you, and I believe and trust it will be a holy time for us to celebrate the birth of Christ. And then as we look forward into 2021, if you've been worshiping with us during this season and are thinking about and praying about perhaps becoming a member of this congregation, our next new member class will start on January 10th. It's a 4-week class, and you can email Pastor Erin Racine, eracine@westendumc.org, and let her know that you're interested. As we begin our worship on this fourth Sunday of Advent, may we come with hope, with joy, and with expectation as we await the coming of our Lord and Savior into this world and into our lives.
Let us We light this fourth candle of our Advent wreath as an invitation to hope in Christ who is coming into our world. Hear these words of Mary from the Gospel according to Luke. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever.
Let us come now before God with our confessions, holding on to the hope that no matter what we have done or left undone, God meets us where we are and loves us unconditionally. Holy and loving God, we confess we are ready to be finished with this season of waiting and preparation. We long for Christmas Day, for the year's end, and for the opportunity to begin anew. Compassionate Lord, you are present with us even when we ourselves struggle to be present in each and every moment. Forgive us, Emmanuel, when we do not recognize you are dwelling among us even now. Envelop us in your everlasting love for us, that in each and every breath we may be certain of your steadfast and unshakable companionship with us no matter what we face. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. The peace of Christ be with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
May the peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer for illumination. Lord, open our hearts and minds by the power of your Holy Spirit, that as the scriptures are read and the word proclaimed, we may hear with joy what you say to us today. Amen. A lesson from the 96th Psalm. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous works among all the peoples. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. He is to be revered above all gods. For all the gods of the peoples are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in holy splendor. Tremble before him, all the earth. Say among the nations, the Lord is king. The world is firmly established. It shall never be moved. He will judge the peoples with equity. Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his truth. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I would like to invite all of the children to come a little bit closer to the screen and share a special moment with me this morning. You may remember if you worshiped with us last week that Pastor Nancy talked about how much she loves to dance, and I love to dance too. One of the things I also love to do is to sing. I love singing. And singing is one of the ways that the people of God have always expressed our love for God. We gather together and we sing praise to God. We sing glory to God. Or we can be by ourselves and sing praise to God and sing glory to God. Right now, when we're worshiping online, we may all be in our different houses and in different places, but we're all singing and praising God together. We do it every Sunday. The song we just sang was Glory Be to the Father. And after we collect our offerings and bring them forward, we sing, Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Singing is special in the way that it lifts our hearts up to God. You know, in our hymnal, we have some instructions about how to sing. And sometime, maybe if you've got a hymnal at home or the next time we're back in church together, you can look. It's on one of the very first pages of our hymnal, and maybe you could get one of your parents to read it to you. But one of the things that they say here in our hymnal is to sing with courage. Don't sing like you're half asleep. Glory be to the Father. No, be fully awake and sing with a full voice. And also it says, don't be afraid or ashamed of your voice. Even if you can't carry a tune, or even if you don't think that your voice sounds beautiful, God thinks your voice is beautiful. And God wants to hear you singing. And we want to hear you singing too. So let's pray together. And then the next time we sing together in worship, which will be in just a few minutes, I want you to sing with a full heart as loudly as you can. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for the gift of music and for singing, that each and every one of us can lift our voices and praise you and thank you. So no matter how we sound, we thank you for rejoicing in our singing. May every word that we sing come straight from our hearts. May it be a song of love to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much. I'll look forward to seeing you on Christmas Eve. Well, speaking of music, I can't believe it's true, but it's the fourth Sunday of Advent. It's December 20th, and I am not yet tired of Christmas music. Usually by around the 5th or 6th of December, I've had enough. Because wherever you go, in the mall, in the Target, in the grocery store, you go to get your hair cut, they're just blaring Christmas music all the time, usually starting right after Halloween, so that by the time Advent rolls around, I'm tired of the music. But I don't feel that way this year. Maybe it's because I haven't been to the mall, I haven't been to Target, and obviously I haven't gotten my hair cut lately. Or maybe it's because we haven't had the opportunity to gather and to sing like we usually do. The fact is, I find myself craving the music of the season. And I think I'm making my way through all of my favorite CDs of Advent and Christmas music. Because there's something about the music of this season. There's something about singing the songs and the carols of this season that runs more deep than just thinking about it or talking about it. There's something about singing that is mystical and that takes us to a deeper place, deep into our hearts and into our souls. Studies and experience have shown that people, even in the advanced stages of dementia or Alzheimer's, can still sing songs that they learned as children, even if they don't know the names of their loved ones or know their own names. Even if they can't speak and tell stories, they can still sing the songs that they learned by heart. The truth is, if you want to memorize something, if you want to learn something by heart, the best way to do it is to put it to music. Last year, you may remember in a children's message, I taught the children a song that I learned that helps me remember the names of the 12 disciples. Or if you even take it out of a church context, those of you who are in my generation, I bet you can recite the preamble to the Constitution, but you have to sing it, right? We the people, in order to form a more perfect union. Does anybody else know that? Schoolhouse Rock. People of a certain age, I can hear you. You're singing it now. It's stuck in your brains. I can recite the preamble to the Constitution of the United States because I can sing it. There's something about singing that connects us with our hearts. And as the people of God, we have always known there's something about singing that connects us with God, that lifts our hearts up to God, no matter the circumstances we find ourselves in, no matter what's going on around us, when we come and sing glory be to God the Father, when we come and sing praise to God, our hearts are lifted up in a way that we cannot explain. The people of God have known this for thousands of years. The book of Psalms is a book of songs. Songs that the people of God have been singing for thousands of years, for generation upon generation. I think one reason we were drawn to the Psalms during this season of Advent is because we are bereft of one another, that we don't have the opportunity right now to gather together in the sanctuary and sing. But we wanted to dive into these songs of the faith as a way of reminding ourselves that we are a singing people. And there's something about these songs of faith that shape us and teach us and lift our hearts to God in worship. So the songs of the faith, Give us words and expression to share our love and praise with God. And they teach us and shape us and give us deeper understanding of who God is. The psalm that we heard this morning, Psalm 96, is all about singing. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song, it begins, inviting all of God's people to join their voices in song and praise to God. But this psalm teaches us and reminds us that it's not just God's people in the sanctuary who are invited to sing God's praises. It's all people everywhere join in the song of praise to God. And it's not just people invited to sing. Toward the end of the psalmist says all of creation, the seas and the trees and the fields and the animals, all lift up their voices in praise. The psalm reminds us that we are invited and called to put God at the center of our lives. The Lord is King of the universe. And so let all of God's creatures and all of God's creation put God in God's rightful place, the center of our lives, the center of our hearts, and let the foundation of our life be praise. Sing a new song. And then with every generation of God's people, there have been new songs lifted up. New ways of praising God, new expressions of understanding who God is and what God is up to in the world. We hear another one of those new songs this morning. The lighting of our Advent candle, we heard Mary's song. When the angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she would be the one to bear the Christ into the world, even though this meant trouble for her. She was young, she was unmarried, she was poor. There was much about her circumstances that could bring about fear and trepidation and reluctance. And yet, upon hearing the news, Mary goes to see her relative Elizabeth and sings a song. My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. Mary sings a song of praise. And then she begins to sing about what God is doing in this moment in human history. Through choosing her and through the birth of this child, God is scattering the proud in the arrogance of their hearts. God is bringing down the mighty from their thrones and lifting up the lowly. God is filling the hungry with good things and sending the rich away empty. She sings of this great reversal where God is upending the status quo, turning upside down all the values of the world and ushering in a new kind of king with humility, born in poverty, born in vulnerability, offering God's very self in defenseless love. We hear the echoes of Mary's new song this morning as we worship. And in this season, we hear another song that was offered by a later generation, also part of our history in the faith. We are Methodists. The Methodists have always been singing people. And you know that our Methodist movement was started by the Wesley brothers, John Wesley and Charles Wesley. And there are some who would say that our understanding of God, our theology, is shaped more by the songs of Charles Wesley than by the sermons of John Wesley. It is the songs that we sing as Methodists that have shaped our understanding of God, that have given us new words to use to praise God, new ways of announcing to the world this new song of God's good news. So one of Charles Wesley's hymns that many across the world will be singing with us in the next few days is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. would encourage you to learn this hymn by heart, because there are phrases that will return to you again and again from this profound announcement of Christ's birth. Mild, he lays his glory by. Wesley's reminding us that Christ was born, the Son of God, the creator of the universe, and yet in choosing to become a humble peasant child, God has set aside all of that glory to come among us as a gentle, mild, poor child. And then the second verse, I think it's the second verse, "Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness, light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings." This new song reminds us and all the world that Christ comes to bring life and light to all people, and that he brings to us the healing of the world. So this morning we hear these songs of past generations, ways that those who've gone before us have put into word and into music, songs that can lift up our hearts in worship and teach us and shape us into God's people. But there is another song still being sung, yet to be sung. What is the song that you will sing? What is the song that we, as the people of God today in the 21st century, will sing in this moment into this world? How will we lift our hearts and teach the world about the good news of God's love and light and healing for all people? That is the song being written right now. And it is a song that we sing and will sing together for this world. Thanks be to God. Amen.
As a people who sing new songs, I invite you to rise in body or spirit as we join our voices together in what was once a new song of sorts for the Church of Christ around the globe, the traditional Nicene Creed. Please join me. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is, seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the Scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshiped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in the one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. As we come to our time of prayer, I invite you to lift up both your silent and spoken prayers. You may share prayer concerns in the comments section on Facebook or live stream, but please bear in mind that that is a public forum. If you would like to share prayer concerns in a more private fashion, you may share them with the pastoral team for us to pray for throughout the week by following the link under Contact Us on our website. And that link may also be showing up in the conversation feed right now. Today we like to celebrate the birth of Dean Henry Yoder, and you can see a beautiful rose on the communion table today in honor of Dean Henry. Dean Henry Yoder was born December 2nd to Katie and Jordan Yoder. He is welcomed also by his grandparents, West End members Jill, Austin Prentice, and Tracy Prentice. Today our sympathy and prayers are with Dan and Sherry Andrews and their family, who are mourning the death of Dan's mother. She is also survived by her granddaughter, Margaret Andrews. We also remember this day the family of George H. Cate Jr., who is celebrating his passage to eternal life on Friday evening, December 18th. Among his survivors are his four children, Lynn James, Kathy Sullivan, Emily Tidwell, and George Cate III. He is also survived by his cousin, West End member Betty Bruce Collins. A celebration of his life will be scheduled at a later date. And now prepare us, loving God, for a time of prayer. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, if there were ever a year when we needed a new song to sing, this is the one. As we look ahead to the Christmas promise and the arrival of the Savior of the world, our hearts are filled with new hope, and a new song wells up in our souls. Indeed, the whole earth sings when you are near, and every day is full of promise when Jesus is with us. For many months, we have prayed for your people around the world in the face of a global pandemic. This week, we give thanks as we see new hope for healing as vaccines begin to be administered. We give thanks for the leaders and researchers, scientists and medical professionals who have given countless hours to make such treatment possible and to get us to this point. We continue to pray for all those who treat and care for the sick, and we pray that everyone would continue to be wise and judicious in their actions over the next few months until the hope for an end to the pandemic is fully realized. Today, we hold in special prayer those children and youth and college students who are finishing up a difficult semester of school. They show us hope for the future. We give thanks for their perseverance in the toughest of circumstances. Help them know that no matter what their grades are this semester, no matter how much harder school was this year, that their efforts were good, and they are to be commended. We pray for the parents and guardians who have helped their students survive and even thrive throughout the past semester. And we send special prayers to the administrators and educators who work so hard to make school happen and who continue to face challenges in the semester ahead. With Christmas on the horizon, we pray for all who may be struggling in body, mind, or spirit this day. May your people everywhere know the comfort and peace found in your presence during this special and holy week. We pray all these things as we offer up our own prayers and petitions in a time of silent prayer. As Christmas people singing a new song of hope, we raise our voices together in prayer as we pray as Jesus taught by saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We invite you now to give your tithes and offerings so that our congregation can continue our vital ministries in our community and throughout the world. You can give through our website or text to give. You may also mail in a check. We realize that many continue to suffer economically right now, so we simply encourage you to give as you are able. We know that God can multiply any and all gifts for God's glory and for the benefit of God's kingdom. So let us give with joy this morning.
have sung the praises of God. We have received the good news of the peace, light, and life that is offered to all people. And now let us go forth to sing a new song for this world, a song of hope and joy and peace. Amen.